Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of The Rowdy Buddhist. Today, we're going to continue with the stories of the miraculous tales of the Lotus Sutra from ancient Japan. Today, we are going to talk about and share the story of the preceptor Muku. Preceptor Muku regarded reciting Buddha's name as his lifetime occupation. Being poor, he always had difficulty in obtaining food and clothes. Quote, "Since I am poor, my disciple may have hardships after I am gone," end quote, thought the worried Muku, and hid and stored copper coins above the ceiling of his room for his funeral expenses. Later, he suddenly fell ill and soon passed away before telling his disciples about the hidden coins. The minister of the left, an old friend of Muku, dreamed one night that a thin and weather-beaten Muku, in soiled clothes, said to him, quote, "Because I hid and hoarded coins, I receive the body of a snake after my death. I hope that you will copy the Hokkekyo Lotus Sutra with that money," end quote. The awakened minister later went to Muku's former place and found the hidden money. A small snake was coiled amongst the coins, but left when it saw the people. The minister had the Hokkekyo Lotus Sutra copied and offered a dedicatory service. Again, the minister dreamed of Muku, this time well-dressed, with a happy expression on his face and a censer in his hand. Muku said, quote, "Thanks to your favor, I have left the snake status and am going to paradise," end quote. As he finished, Muku flew away. From this story, which has been in many letters and commentaries referenced, we are able to see that the power of the Lotus Sutra is able to correct our incorrect deeds and to be able to burn away our passions of greed, hatred, and ignorance. This is the purpose of the story. 南無阿弥陀佛。